5 o'clock, we'll start the budget workshop. City Administrator had some sort of problem and can't make it today. So we're going to turn over to our esteemed Finance Director.
Good evening. Just keep this informal. Questions, please, anytime. I'll briefly go over salient points of next year's draft budget. I don't think I can speak for an hour, so ask questions as we go.
We don't want you to speak
for an hour. There you go.
No, hey, I think it should be we're way ahead of last year at this time in the process, so that's a good thing.
So kind of an introductory statement is I'm predicting on an estimated basis for next year, 2016 general fund being balanced, just a small $3,000 surplus. And that's going to change over the next several weeks. And what's driving that is basically residential and commercial economic activity in terms of fees and permits and that sort of thing. The utility fund's in great shape, water, sewer, storm. Revenue's coming in higher than budgeted for this year. We're growing. We're assuming a 2% growth rate in utilities. So let's just kind of go through a few of these pages and then questions pop up. In your packet, I'm going to reference some page numbers if you have it with you. Otherwise, I'm just going to talk it through. The general fund, page 10 of your packet, shows the revenue page, revenue part of the general fund, the current expense fund. Hopefully you can locate page 10. And one thing that highlights, that jumps out, is the property tax goes way down for next year because we don't have to pay the fire district bill.
I'm sorry,
bill.
Mark, we have two numbers. Is it the pencil number or the hard?
It's the hard number.
Not the pencil.
Not the pencil. I did it both ways. So, as you recall, we won't be paying a fire district bill in 2016. But correspondingly, our property tax revenue is going down by the same amount. Net effect is zero impact, hopefully, on our general fund. So that's really a cool thing. We won't have to deal with estimating the property or the fire district bill and then getting the results in February and then changing and scrambling.
Will you have to estimate the property taxes then?
I did simply by reducing the property tax by this year's fire district bill. We'll see. Like any year, the property tax, we know what if everyone paid on time, we know what we would collect, but not everybody pays on time, and we collect from prior years as well. So we don't get 100% of the current year assessed tax bill, but we do get prior year's payments as well. So that's kind of a big change. Hopefully no impact financially on the bottom line. Bottom line is not profit and loss, as you know. Cities don't have profit and loss. We have excess revenues over expenses, hopefully. One of the big developments, of course, that really impacts us is the Meadows development, 157 homes. We've scaled that back just a nominal amount anticipated for this year, and then about $178,000 for next year. That's about $3,000 a pop for the general fund when the building permits hit and the developer pays or builders pay. And this is a look at 2015 and 16, and also on the website is a six-year look ahead. At your leisure, you could look at that, and any questions you have, please fire away. So that's kind of driving the revenues is I don't want to say robust, but substantial commercial and residential development activity this year and anticipated for next. On the expense side, page 11, and the typed page 11 on the expense side of the general fund, what we know is in these numbers. This is an estimate. What we know on our labor contracts, all of our employees basically are getting a 3% increase for 2016, with the exception of the commissioned police officers are getting a 2.5%. The lieutenants haven't settled yet. There's two police lieutenants, but they're going to get the same thing as the commissioned police officers, the guild guy. So it will be a 2.5% increase in wages next year. Other assumptions, medical and dental insurance, I'm assuming will go up 6%. Hopefully it'll come in lower. We won't hear that number for a few weeks, if not months. And we settled for various health various health insurance types or programs for each individual. Teamsters have a different one than the police, and they have a different one from the machinists. So we tailored that to what we know and put that in. Any other numbers that we get for next year that are firm, for example, AWC's membership costs, we put that in, other costs like that. We did, at the administration's direction, put in the nonprofits for next year, same as this year. Typically, well, this year we waited until February to see if we had any kind of a surplus revenues over expenditures for prior year, then kind of like a dividend, we council approved the nonprofit payments. And this year, because we were looking fairly good in terms of projections, we put that in the same $14,550 plan to go to four different outfits, senior center, about $6,000. These are all the same as this year. Teen court, $2,250, food bank contribution, $3,600, and domestic violence services of Whatcom County, $2,700. Certainly, as policymakers, we can take that out if you desire, but right now we're showing a $3,000 surplus with that expense in it.
Is it normal that we purchase police vehicles every year?
Yes. Well, it depends on the color of money. We've been getting grant money, federal grant money, for the last several years. But that's dried up.
Prior to your time, we had, you know, because we looked at the fleet, and we were on a plan to do three vehicles per year, keep trading them over. And then we got lucky with the Stone Garden grant, and haven't Chief Stone Garden was the last 5 years? Yeah, so the last 5 years. Because we were close enough to the border, we qualified for a Stone Garden grant, so we haven't purchased those. They come through Stone Garden. So sad to see that grant program go away.
We have programmed in three police vehicles for next year, and the funding for that is a solid waste tax, which this year is $100,000 above budget through August. It's very robust. We expect that to continue next year, and that funds a lot of our program. That's kind of the nuts and bolts. We're showing a projected, like I said, excess revenues over expenses of $3,768.
On page 11 there, item number 103, clean air. What's clean air?
It's the...
it doesn't smell bad.
Northwest Clean Air Agency?
The old assessment from Northwest Pollution, whatever it is.
Clean Air Agency.
They call it on clean air now. They just bill us based on population. You get to pay that.
They have sensors on the county that measure the air quality.
Actually, and Ferndale, Mark Osmondson is the director of that, and he's the ex-mayor of Bellingham, and I know Mark, and he goes, you guys got a lot of our usage because we had the weekly complaints about the asphalt plant there. Mm-hmm. So for a while, they were sending people to Ferndale on a regular basis, and he said, you probably should get an increase in the budget. And it's like, yeah, well, okay, good for you. So
you can see a minor amount of money.
Councilperson Olson? Yeah.
I kind of, we have this discussion every year. I kind of hate seeing nonprofits as placeholders already when we go to line 47, half-time code enforcement officer, still half-time. when we'd probably like to see that full time.
That's really a pertinent point. Hopefully within this hour, I'll at least introduce some already submitted decision cards, and one of them is to go full time in that code enforcement. It's kind of tied to how we fund that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Half time with no benefits.
At committee level, we've already discussed that. Going full time.
That's why he has the information.
It's only still half time in here at this point with no benefits, so it's pretty inexpensive. But when if we go full time with benefits, then it really shoots up. It's a good point. So general fund, I expect it to stay positive next summer months. You never know. 6% increase is the plan for medical dental insurance. We'll see how that shakes out. That's a big driver. Other funds, I'll go fairly quickly. Page 12 is our left one, police retiree fund, where we have three retired police officers that the city is obligated to pay full medical insurance and non-insurance and Medicare deduction and Social Security, $104 a month. We reimburse that, as well as limited dental and then unlimited long-term care, restaurant kind of costs.
And your budget reflects the expenditure, pretty big expenditure that we had to do this year?
We did. We got a bill in recently that's fairly significant. Now, I'm planning next year based on a spreadsheet of certain assumptions on our three individuals, where between 71 and 75, I assume they incur some home health care expenses. 76 to 80, they incur more expenses, like assisted living. 81 to 85, they require full nursing care, nursing home. Those are assumptions, and nothing beyond 85.
I appreciate you've done what we asked. You put a couple of the estimates at the bottom of the page. The state has a formula of estimating, and you have a formula that you prefer. We're not even close to either one of those.
No. Our three retirees are relatively healthy in terms of seeing their bills.
Why 71 to 75 for home health care? Being someone that falls in that range, I kind of
did wonder. I hit a nerve?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I'm open to suggestions on assumptions on how these three individuals are going to progress health wise and what the expenses are going to be.
Can't you just, you don't ask them how long they plan to live? Just talk to them. They live around here.
Well, we just made the other one, one that we worried about, is very healthy now. Or is going that direction.
Yeah, I don't know how HIPAA fits in, but looking over those bills and we're seeing everything.
So, question mark. Yeah. Back on page 11.
Mm-hmm.
Line item 108. What does $545,000 buy us in community development?
What does it buy us, Yori?
Not
what
much.
Do we get? Are we getting our money's worth? A lot of that is salaries plus quite a bit of transpo traffic consultants this year. I guess I'll let you answer your question.
Yeah.
Great videos.
Yeah, got a cute little video. Really.
And I don't have it open to that page, but I believe that includes both building and planning.
True.
So, what is that, seven or eight employees?
Oh, sorry, it's just planning.
That's just planning?
Yeah. GIS, you bring us in here.
GIS, a lot of it is transpo.
It's almost like the fund is a slightly misnamed. It's more community maintenance than it is community development. Community development to me is going out and finding new businesses and stuff like that.
We should change your tactic or give you a big raise.
Would you like some more detail on that line?
No, not necessarily. I saw it there and I thought community. My mind says community development is something else.
It's the planning. It's typically planning and long-term planning and GMA and compliance with all that stuff.
That makes sense.
It's huge.
Perfect.
It's huge. It's huge.
Okay. It's sometimes overwhelming, yeah. We could probably do more of that development if we had more staff.
More staff.
Good question.
Okay. Yep. Thank you much.
So moving along, in page 13 is a solid waste tax fund. We're projecting a 2% growth rate for next year, and we put in a number for this year that reflects our level of revenue so far. You can see then on the expense side on page 13, we almost $2 million of expense, solid waste of funds. It's significant. It funds police officers, three new police vehicles, the 19th officer, ongoing. It funds the majority of the street fund expenditures.
So if you think about it, with our new property tax amount, this is a higher revenue source than our property taxes after this year.
Yeah, the property tax is scheduled to
drop by 100 million.
Yeah, to 940. It's huge. We don't have big box retail. But we have some solid waste transfer stations that feed the whole county goes there, including the garbage trucks. And this does exclude any kind of big box retail impact. So solid waste is significant and it funds a lot of our programs, debt service, and a lot of our general obligation bonds, 700 grand a year, the street fund. It basically supports all those functions of this ongoing, recurring functions. Roadway, traffic, snow and ice, street sweeping, all that stuff, street lights. And we do roll that solid waste fund into the general fund for audit purposes. It's simply another line item, but
so
we have it separate.
If we've got money set aside for snowman. Wow. Mm-hmm. And does it snow? What do we do with that money?
We have, for example, we have planned to transfer to the street fund from solid waste $700,000. If the street fund doesn't need it for snow and ice, I don't transfer it for snow.
Well,
keep
my,
a reasonable balance.
My point. My thought process here is this, Mark. Is if we put in $700,000 for snow removal and it doesn't snow, why couldn't we roll that $700,000 into sidewalks?
Oh, absolutely.
Which we've got zero right now.
And that's why I put the sidewalk there. It shows zero. We used to fund a modicum of new sidewalk or sidewalk repairs each year. Couldn't find the money. Lately. Good point. Let me know what your prediction is.
Well, I mean,
snow and ice.
No, that's not, I mean, so we could.
It's supposed to be a warm, wet, but warm winter.
Help me here. We could technically have a council resolution that if that fund isn't used, it's automatically rolled over for a certain amount. That's not a bad idea.
Sure.
Interesting.
That's the way to go.
March 15th? March 30th?
Yeah.
You're
out of the snow cycle.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, certainly it's a great thing always to say, if there is this money here, here's where it's going to go. Interesting.
Yeah. And what happens if we spend more than that another year? Where does it come from?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Always. And we've done that.
We've been incredibly lucky. The budget, you know, in that downturn has helped us. We haven't really had much flood fight or snow removal. You're exactly correct. We've been lucky.
And we also made it through a windstorm without significant damage to public buildings. So.
Right. The planned expansion of snow and ice doesn't make sense. It's January, February, March, November, December. So you have to begin the year and the end of the year. You don't know how you made out till January.
How much, we're just a bit talking here.
Sure.
How much did we use in the snow fund last year? Or this
year? For this year so far.
No. It's a nominal amount.
It didn't snow, did it?
Well, they put down the ice melt.
They put down the pre-melt a couple of times.
It snowed once.
Didn't we?
Yeah, there was one day where they were out there.
Yeah, one day where we clear.
Because we have 675. Of course, we haven't gotten anything. I mean, we did get something in November, December.
We budget $45,000 for snow. And we've spent.
That's not what it says here.
No, he's looking at this year.
We spent $29. $29 so far. No, which is a portion of somebody's boot
allowance. I'm lost then. Because Paul was saying we had $700,000 for snow and ice.
Well, that was a figure Mark said.
$700,000, it goes to the street fund for all the functions of the street fund.
Oh, okay.
Most of it is roadway, I pay for street lights, sweep, traffic signs.
So out of that $700,000, $45,000 of it was for snow.
Exactly.
So then you only have $45,000 for
sidewalks. That's still $45,000 we don't have now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And if we budget something for flood fight and we don't flood, there's some more money that we could put into sidewalks.
Well, that's a different.
No, I wouldn't bet against flooding this year. Not on.
Storm is kind of a unique pot of money.
How much sidewalk can you get for $45,000?
Yeah. No.
Half a mile.
I can answer about 45,000 worth.
About 45 feet.
Because I was specifically, my target is specifically on Portal Way, where we've already got right away.
Kind of a big
it's already there.
Yeah.
You know, just tying some of the existing sidewalks together would be pretty nice.
We're spread when we need it.
Yeah, we're spread when we need it.
It's been an ongoing concern of council, I know, about finding some money for improving, adding sidewalk. Yep. Page 14 is our new Pioneer Pavilion Community Center Operations Fund. So we keep that separate. We show a line item on revenue for the Chamber of Commerce rent and then other rent. I've been very conservative on other rent income for next year. Mm-hmm. And then an expenditure estimate on ongoing expenses. Again, that rolls for the general fund, the annual audit. Street Fund, page 15, and we'll blow through these pretty quickly. Showing recurring expenditures for 2016 of just about $980,000, offset by staff support to projects. Hopefully, we'll get up to $75,000 of staff support to projects. That helps us.
Mark?
Katie?
The back on page 14, transferring from current expense $5,000. Why would we move $5,000 out of it? Is that general fund?
Yeah, it came out of general fund because we stopped charging the general fund for expenses for the pavilion right after we completed the remodel. So it came out of the general fund, transfer here, the kind of seed money. And then
for maintenance and
well, I
know that they kind of got the remodels that we did.
Mm-hmm. Is that something? Who authorized that? Do we just
council approved the budget amendment?
Oh, this one? Okay.
The $5,000 this year.
Oh, all right.
It came out, reduced general fund, and put it here. It's separate, so we can track this. Hopefully, over time, we'll have this fairly large cash balance to make improvements for the building. Kitchen, air conditioning, other improvements.
Is there anywhere in the street fund, Mark, because I've not seen it, about the money for the Washington Street improvement from 2nd Avenue to Vista? The sidewalks and the...
Yeah,
all the other stuff we're going to do there?
At this point, we put some of that in for 2015. You can see the different things on the bottom of page 15. Washington House at Vista, the demolition of that, and Main Street West of City Limits, and Barrett Road catch up from that last year. We will add those in 2000 as they become firm for 2016, funded by TBD monies. But at this point, early in the process, I only have recurring items.
Thank you. I understand.
You're just assuming 3% increase from last year.
The actual recurring expenses is a detailed number based on employees and what percentage of the time the public works folks will spend in the street fund versus water, sewer, storm, maintenance, general fund. plus all the non-labors for street fund. Those are available online if one wants to dig into the detail. They're on the sheets down below, kind of toward the right, the end of that. It's in the six-year financial plan estimate. Park mitigation, page 16. We have ongoing a debt service on the Centennial Riverwalk and the 2nd Avenue, the park portion of 2nd Avenue debt service. Traffic mitigation, page 17, is basically encumbered free, no encumbrances in terms of expenditures for 2016 at this point. You see we're planning about a cash balance of $400,000 at the end of next year. That's money available for street projects that improve traffic. Now, if we got a large retailer, it came in and put a chunk of money down for traffic mitigation, we would isolate that money to do traffic improvements near the site. If that were to happen. Page 18 and 19 are criminal justice and local criminal justice funds. We get a modicum of money from the state, basically gas tax and other sources for small amounts to contribute to our police expenditures. Page 20 is kind of a no item yet. We need to meet for Holtown Motel expenditures. With the committee or whatever that is, where we have representatives from hotels.
The mighty, powerful, and well-attended committee.
The well-attended, mighty, powerful. That typically comes late, or rather early next year, when we see what our revenues are looking like and who's applied and that sort of thing.
But you project that cash, that's the cash balance?
Projecting $51,000 cash balance at the end of next year.
There was a time when we thought we were going to be at a deficit. So
this year is really tight.
Yeah,
so we've got the Motel 6 on board now, although it shows up as Hampton Inn in my reports. That's why I didn't really notice it was Motel 6.
But you're seeing regular from there now.
Yes.
But you're not showing any expenditures yet, so we don't really have $51,000 necessarily.
It's a projection. On the revenue side, we'll get that after the committee approves, and you have to approve that up or down. No changes, right?
No, but for a while there, we were kind of predicting that was going to be a minus. So
absolutely, we were. You can see what we paid this year on page 20. Chamber is the biggest recipient there, but now we're getting a little rent for them. We have the debt service. Page 21 and on, these are kind of routine, kind of boring debt service funds. We have added down below on the last few rows down below on each page, starting with page 21, what the loan balances are projected to be at the end of 16. So we're paying down this debt. And you can see on the website the six-year look ahead. Obviously, it goes down every year. Same with page 22 through 23, debt service fund.
How much were we paying for the street light bond now that that's paid off?
Yeah, what were we paying on that? I think it was like $2,600 a month, something like that. We paid it off early this year. We had authorization from you. It was the final year, so we paid that off.
Have we?
I can get that.
I'm just curious. You're wondering how much you're saving now that we paid that one off.
Yeah, fairly significant interest rates. Near 4%, as I recall. This was Key Bank.
Have we had any contact from TIB as far as what our date is for streetlight conversions? I know we're on the list, but they didn't give any. The list I got from them didn't have any dates for any cities. It was just.
I haven't seen any dates. Katie, have you seen any dates? So I'm going to jump now. We'll go down all these debt service funds, the 200 series number funds. Real estate excess tax, page 28. projecting a healthy revenue. It's been strong this year. This is a real property turning over, either new or used. Real property changing hands.
When they turn over.
And you can see the debt service for next year is encumbered by the planned debt service funds. Page 29 is REIT 2. The only thing we have is we're continuing at $20,000 to supplement the general fund expense for summer parks workers. Other than that, we're projecting a cash balance of almost $500,000. That money is available for road projects, whether it improves traffic or not, or sidewalk projects.
If the bond for the parks board passes, we can back that out then.
The Board of Parks District will.
If the Parks District vote is approved, we'll have a whole other source of property tax revenue.
Okay, so we're going to add that to that.
To this.
Okay.
Depending on the structure, we've said that we're not going to supplement existing funding. We would add to. Mm-hmm. We would add to what we have.
Okay.
Yes. So page 28 is the fund that we typically use for facilities and parks. So we're paying debt service on the police station, the original Pioneer Pavilion, remodel police, another police bonds, 2011, and library bonds. But REIT 2 is typically used for road projects, and in this case, we're allowed to also use it for parks maintenance. Star Park, page 30, we're showing the fund is active. There's about $80,000 in cash sitting there for the Star Park construction, design and construction. So we'll modify that as we move forward and have some.
When talking about real estate sales, I heard on the news today that they were saying that they think that peak now, and it will start, sales will start backing off because the prices have kind of come up. Because of, you know, things, and now kind of getting to that point now where people really can't start qualifying again.
Well, it's also the expectation that the Fed is going to raise interest rates, which will also modify that. Right now, they did not in September, but they're meeting in November, and again, I believe it is in November.
It's interesting. I had a real estate agent talk about a property on South Douglas. In one of Kramer's development, he says it's the first time for Ferndale where they had a bidding war and then they went above $6,000 above listing price. He said, we haven't seen that in Ferndale yet, where bidding wars with, they had two different buyers that bid and then bid above. He says, we haven't seen that in Ferndale. It's like, But, that's still pretty good. For young couples, that's, that development is still a pretty good price point.
It's really interesting because watching the home sales in and around our neighborhood, you can really see what the buyers want. And the buyers want single floor, under 2,000 square feet, on a decent lot. And they sell in, days. The big two-story monstrosities with five bedrooms or six bedrooms and four baths, we've had some of them sitting up there on that hill that have been for sale for 3 years and more. They just can't sell them.
Just pertinent, Yori, just the Meadows. Do you recall, Yori, on the Meadows, what the typical house?
Well, it isn't going to be a typical, because you look at the flyer. I mean, it's the flyer that Barbara brought in. I mean, it's kind of three distinct different developments on that property. Mm-hmm. Good, better, best.
Sure.
Yeah, good, better, best. That's
it. Probably so. Page 31, we're talking water, sewer, storm. These are some debt service coverage ratios at your leisure. We're in good shape, projection into 2016 and beyond, relying only for water, sewer, only on cost of living price increases. Price increase for water, sewer was zero this year. The Seattle CPI was negative. Regardless, we're still seeing good 2% customer growth or better, and revenues are much higher than predicted this year so far.
Is it too early to know? Was there quite a bump in water and sewer the 2 month period that just ended? Because it, you know, just to keep the foundation trust alive, people were watering more. I know they were.
Excellent question. I've been curious. It's strong so far. Now we got a few days left. Well, I expect it to be quite strong. For that.
Well, my tip is $60 every 2 months was $632 for water.
Did you have a leak? We can come out for free, you know, and see if you have a leak.
Well,
no, I think it's because you used water.
Patty was so concerned about it, she sent the guys out. And said,
she didn't know. Yeah.
No, we don't have a leak. I said, no, Patty, I've been here again. Keep my garden alive. And you know, I think the corn was $5 an ear. But
$10 a crab. $100 a crab.
Well,
But I would think that we would have seen a bump more so than normal years because it was so dry.
Yep.
A lot of people just left their
yards. Well, I let my lawns all were allowed to die. It's the shrubs that I was concerned about.
Not my shrubs. I saved my shrubs.
Yeah.
For page 34, storm, per ordinance, we've got a planned increase in rates from $11 a month to $12 a month next year. That's over 9% increase in ordinance. We'll be refining the capital needs of the storm fund here in the next few weeks, especially in the area of the Main Street area between downtown and freeway. We have needs, perceived needs, to get going on some of those projects. And we already have. The water, sewer, storm are in very good shape. There's not a whole lot else to really talk about. Debt service on page 37, again, debt service fund. We will be bringing you some decision cards on expense, and I just want to kind of go through what they are at this point, just to kind of start the thinking process.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is increase the code enforcement folks from half a person to full-time, fully benefited. We think there's value in that. We've already seen our fines go up from a year ago substantially. And Maddie, who's doing this work, is reports are that she's doing a very good job. So that would be something that we would, in fact, we would finance that with solid waste or in small increase in our utility tax on water, sewer, and storm.
You have existing solid waste. That sounds terrible. There's money in solid waste.
The projection is that you could tap solid waste for this full time position.
And she does other things, right? I mean, she's a trained planner, is that correct? You could train her to do other things in time?
Correct. Right now she doesn't. She filled in for Jenny when she was gone, and she picks up things really quickly, so she could.
Well, we want to propose to add a full-time person to support water, sewer, storm at City Hall to improve greatly customer service. And we've gotten data which we will present to hopefully justify that to garner your...
Is there any possible thought along if you pick up another person for water, sewer, storm at City Hall, maybe she could fill in as a receptionist?
Right now, there is a desk there, and that's where we would put this person if you approve this position.
I'm just saying that because I still get people complaining to me about trying to call into City Hall.
Yep. That would add more resources to answer the phone. And probably centralize purchasing and maybe do passports again, get a few bucks revenue on passports.
By the time this position gets created, it's going to be huge.
I'm chuckling because we sit around senior staff and we have this discussion. And pretty soon you go, this new person has like 36 different duties. Yeah, that's great. Good.
Yeah.
Sold.
We want to run at you and try to get one more utility worker for the field. We've been stagnant in terms of the number of heads for that for years. And we'll show how many customers we've increased over time and what the cost of the maintenance folks are compared to rate and fee revenues. So hopefully we'll be able to garner your support for that. And we want to suggest to add a second mechanic mid-year next year. We have one mechanic. We continue to grow our fleet. It's a tough deal. And again, if someone's gone, not a whole lot gets done. People have a fill-in. Of course, we have annual sidewalk replacement. Question mark, what funding level and where we're going to get it. But we want to get back to that. Just some thoughts on decision cards on revenue. I have included a 1% property tax increase in my assumptions for the general fund. Part of the challenge, even though we're projecting a small surplus for the general fund, if you look at our labor contracts and our medical dental insurance, we're talking 3% for most of the wage increases, and hopefully not quite 6%, but I plan 6% for medical dental. Kind of tough to cover those kind of cost increases with the 1% property tax. Now basically, on sales tax, I haven't seen the growth. I'm sure there are a lot of theories out there why sales tax is not performing that great this year. The type of stores we have perhaps doesn't really respond to consumer confidence going up, buying more stuff. We only eat at so many restaurants and so many hardware stores to go to. So it's pretty tough. But 1% increase gets $24,000.
And did Cost Cutter being closed for a while have much effect on us? Or?
Well, it did. It did. Now the grocery outlet is starting to come on. Too early to tell how much of that non-food is going to be in the grocery outlet for sales tax. But what's available in total bank capacity is almost 60 grand, or 2.4% increase. Business license, industrial companies, we made a run at you last year, didn't go anywhere. Basically, large companies with more than 50 employees, if you will, we would propose a much higher business license, that money, extra money going to streets. Basically, fairly large employer, parking lot full of cars, no retail sales tax, using upper roads, sure they're paying property tax. This proposal would be not unlike the city of Redmond that caps Microsoft, rather large per person tax that they use that money for road maintenance. And one thing that could pay for the full-time code enforcement is a slight change to the water, sewer, storm utility tax from 9% to 9.5%. That would be 41 cents a month increase on a typical user in town here. That would bring in about $40,000. That would help pay for the full-time code enforcement. That's kind of the highlights of what I wanted to share tonight, and I didn't think I could take this long, but I did.
But you did.
questions at this point?
Councilperson Watson?
Would we have costs for us for the different employees? How much would it cost for each one of them?
I do have that. It's on the website. I can kind of show you where it is. Yeah. It's in the six-year plan.
In the six-year plan.
A sheet all the way to the right called labor. It's got our employees listed by name. And all the expenses. It's out there. No, it's for the public records. That's all there.
We're one of the best at having all of that there.
Yeah. Since we have all there, I hardly ever get any questions.
Councilperson Ingram?
Well, this is going to sound kind of stupid to a lot of people, but what's new about that? Having gone down this road recently myself, I know the benefits of it, and they're huge. And I would love to see the staff do a little investigation to see the feasibility of putting solar on the City Hall roof. I guarantee you there's nothing finer than making about $700 to $800 a month from PSE on my house. And if you use it just to run City Hall, your electric bill for City Hall is going to drop to nothing.
just saying personally, the water sewer plant uses a ton of electricity as well, multiple times City Hall or the police station.
And the water sewer has got the land to do a ground-based array that would probably cut their electricity bill at least in half.
Oh, good suggestion. We can look at multiple facilities. We don't have probably enough space at the water sewer plant where we could maybe do a whole solar farm.
Yeah, exactly. And my suggestion to you would be Western Solar. They're local and they use all local Washington equipment, which means that you get the maximum rebates. So,
sure.
I vote we throw that project at our information officer.
I'll get him out there.
Maybe throw it at the new public works director.
Yeah, but I'd rather throw it at him and we can go a little quicker and then he can pass it off.
Certainly, if the ROI looks reasonable.
I'll call Western Solar and have him set up that.
Yeah, have them come in. They'll come out for free and they'll put their little sensors up on the roof. And
sure.
Riley has an interest in that, so let's grab his interest.
And with
if
the
you
new
need advice, contact Councilperson Ingram.
With new panel technology now that just hit the market in February, which is why we finally went, because it makes it feasible. In the rain all weekend long, I was still making bunches of bucks. So, mm-hmm.
No, good suggestion.
Any other questions? Otherwise, I'll take a short break.
Right. Thank you. Okay. We're adjourned till 6:00.